Hey guys, today's podcast is brought to you by Rain Clothing. That's R-A-N-E Clothing. They're on Facebook. They're on Instagram. They're on Warped Tour this year, the Cleveland date. So if you're there, check them out. And if you're not, check them out on the fucking internets because they're helping everybody out. There's a fly in here. Fuck off, you little fly. Shoo, fly, don't bother me. But do bother Rain Clothing and check them out online. They're helping everybody out. Now enjoy the show.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't. I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Toddy.
How are you doing, Mr. Strep Throaty?
Dying.
Tony's always dying these days, guys. He's
whatever.
Fucking...
You don't care.
He's dead to me, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So me and you went and saw a fucking movie in theaters together. Went and saw Logan. We'll talk about that later. But
you brought it up.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Okay. You know, I need your energy up a little bit more.
Bring it up later.
Bring it up now.
Instead of now.
Okay.
I'll be bringing my energy up later.
Okay. Well, so we saw some previews, though. We saw...
Yeah, we did.
War for the Planet of the Apes.
Boring.
You're not excited.
Nope.
How the fuck did that fly get in?
I know how that ends.
They win.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm excited for it. I like those movies. Yeah, that fly's a fucking piece
of
shit.
It's a fruit fly.
No, that is not a fruit fly. That's an actual fly.
It's a horse
fly. It's a horse fly for sure. It's gigantic. Maybe bit. I got bit by a horse fly when I was little.
That explains a lot.
Yep. That's why I'm part horse.
Didn't say as smart as one.
I'm always like counting with my hooves.
My hooves.
Oh, my hooves. We also saw Alien Covenant. That was pretty neat to see in theaters. It wasn't a tone.
Yeah.
It sounds like we lost recording,
yeah,
but we
also make it sound like you saw that film in theaters, but seeing that preview in theaters was dope as fuck.
Yeah.
Because I've also watched a lot of extra stuff about Aliens Covenant.
Like what?
I saw a featurette about...
one of those featurettes.
Like these little featurette things about the characters. So the one's about the family and the other one's about the new fucking android that looks just like David 8.
Have we spoke since Bill Paxton passed?
I don't know.
I don't think we have. R.I.P. Pour one out for your boy.
I've watched a lot of Bill Paxton stuff since then.
You watched Twister?
No, I didn't watch Twister.
I think we're going in.
He said that was actually...
his favorite line.
No, he didn't really... He said making that movie was a bit of a pain in the ass.
Because you're running from
all
tornadoes.
The tornadoes.
Yeah,
you're always running into tornadoes. He said, I got hit in the head with so many boards.
Oh, I bet.
But he said Aliens is one of his favorite characters.
Bill Paxton will be missed. He was a good actor.
Oh,
and
fuck yeah.
He was the glue of a lot of movies. You know what I'm saying?
He's an actor's actor. Man's man.
He was always in... He's like in everything, but he was never really the star, minus Twister, which breakout role.
Boom.
Really put him on the map.
He was... Yeah, he was fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm. So, Alien Covenant, I'm stoked about. And if this episode sucks, I blame Tony's strep throat.
I blame Tony. I blame Paul for not preparing.
I blame Tony.
Really
I prepared.
Well. I have
mean?
A sore throat, but I have 90% of the content.
Ah, doubt it.
I've seen 90 things.
Oh yeah, because you have been sick. I haven't seen Dick. So okay. Die in a house fire. Not ours though.
It's yours. You say it almost every episode. And it's yours too.
Not our house. I meant.
I see how you analyze.
Like
things.
I hope that you're at a friend's house and it catches on fire,
I would never sleep anywhere.
And they make it out. No,
home.
No. Like you pass out or something like that. Too much peanut butter watching a movie or
wrestling. Yeah, I just ate too much fucking chocolate.
Oh, dang, dude,
oh,
I just gotta fucking pass out.
Too many jalapeno fries from Burger King.
You eat those?
I had one.
Why?
Because I wanted to try it.
The jalapeno fries, or the
jalapeno
like
chicken fries.
Yeah, chicken fries. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Doubt it.
Dip it in a little ranch.
Dip it in water.
Yeah, dip you in water.
Yeah, dude.
Head first, dude.
Get me fucking wet.
For like 2 minutes.
Get me wet,
that'll
dude.
Be enough, right?
Yeah, I'll die.
Yeah,
I'll die. Yeah. Okay. We also saw King Arthur, Legend of the Sword preview.
Charlie Hunnam trying to do an accent.
It almost looked like he was Tom Hardy.
I think Charlie as a leading man is as kind of shitty as Jai Courtney. The guy who they tried to push for a while.
Who's that?
He was the fucking
Who's
dude who was in the new Terminator Genesis. He was in...
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
The fucking Die Hard.
Hurt Locker.
What?
He was in Hurt Locker.
Just Jeremy Renner?
Yeah, they were trying to push him. You know, remember?
Oh,
they were like, yo,
totally different,
check out your new superhero, Hawkeye.
Yeah, don't you like him, dude? He's got a family.
He's going to be in everything.
Yeah.
300. He was in that.
Was he?
No.
Jesus, you're all over the map.
I don't know anything, guys.
Gerard Butler. Fuck him.
Gerard Butler. He was in Hurt Locker.
Oh, my God.
All right, so King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. I'm kind of excited.
Are you?
Yeah, I probably won't see it in theaters.
Yeah.
I'll DL that
shit. I like Jude Law.
Jude Law's a man.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, did you finish?
No, I've been sick, and
you're
I don't want to sit out there.
I watched fucking 90 things, but I couldn't finish fucking 6 episodes. That's what you're telling me right now.
It's 10 episodes.
No, it's 6.
It's like 10.
No, it's 10 total, but the first 6 are out.
La, la, la. Then I'm like I'm like one episode from being done.
Why do you like it?
No, I hate it.
Okay, that's why you haven't
finished. That's why I've watched 5 of 6 episodes.
Stop playing fucking footsie with me.
Just fucking roll it out.
King Arthur, yeah. Legend of the Sword. 10 deep impacts, I'm calling it now.
Oh, yeah, calling it early.
No, it's probably going to be dog shit, but I'm in.
Put bets on it.
What'd you think about the preview for The Circle?
Oh, it looked boring as fuck.
You think?
Yeah. Tom Hanks can't liven up that boring looking shit.
He played Walt Disney.
Who cares? Boring as shit.
He was in his own movie called Castaway.
Oh my God. He was also Captain Phillips. The bravest captain of all.
He was Sully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bravest pilot of all. Saving Private Ryan. Bravest private of all.
Forrest Gump.
Bravest jogger of all.
There you go. I was like, oh, what's he gonna pull?
What's
here
he gonna say?
I don't
Forrest?
Know dang. Bravest football player. I was gonna go with,
yeah,
or Dr. Pepper drinker.
Okay,
or somehow meeting every celebrity ever known to man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What about The Terminal?
Bravest tourist of all.
Yeah, dude, I like The Terminal. A lot of people shit on that movie.
Yeah, I know.
I'm into it.
Uh-huh.
You're not?
No.
You don't like it?
Yeah.
Why?
No. Huh? Boring.
Steven Spielberg directed.
Pretty funny.
It's really funny.
Pretty funny, but boring. Boring location.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. I hang out in airports all the time.
Yeah, anywhere you look. Production value, dude.
You want to go to an amusement park? No, dude.
They fucking
airport.
Sold that shit. So you're not excited for The Circle. I thought it looked kind of neat.
Not
Emma Watson playing her.
I mean, I can just watch Black Mirror and get a really cool dystopian look at the future.
You are totally right. It is like a Black Mirror episode stretched out into an hour and a half.
Bingo. And they're already an hour, so what's the fucking point? Oh. And there's like three seasons worth of them that are all kind of like that.
So they should put Black Mirror in theaters.
They should just not produce that movie.
Well, it's happening.
And promote Black Mirror a little more.
I feel like we saw another preview called Life.
Oh, yeah, the aliens and stuff.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's like they go, they're like, they find something on Mars and they're like, yo, this shit's happening. Like, Ryan Reynolds is like,
grab my arm.
I'm not Deadpool in this.
I'm not Deadpool. Don't lock me in the airlock.
Yeah, but you're going to lock me in the airlock.
What are you doing, Jake Gyllenhaal?
Ooh, you better not. I didn't like you in Requiem for a
These
Dream.
These are the best reviews of that. Previews ever.
He's not Requiem. I'm naming all the wrong movies.
Oh, my God. Jared Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, Jared Gyllenhaal, you idiot. I liked you as the Joker, though. Mean Joker, bro.
Fuck.
No, Jarhead.
By far the best reviews of previews.
Previews ever.
Preview review.
So, The Cure for Wellness fucking flopped like a motherfucker.
Aww.
Might as well have been a Magikarp. Nah, I mean.
Burp.
No, but it said it's bad because, like, I guess, like, the studio might go under. Made $5 million. Yeah. It made $5 million and cost $40 million.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ow.
It's all that CGI for those little aliens in the glasses.
Yeah, little slithers.
Yeah, slither. Oh, the slither, dude. We should check that out. Yeah.
Dude, Slither Man.
Dude, fucked up.
Or Slender Man? Slender Man.
Slither Man.
Slither Man doesn't exist.
Slither Man.
Nope.
It's a big old slug with
just
arms.
Babbling.
Yep. So, it might kill the studio that made it, and people hate it.
Yeah.
That's our news.
No, it's not. I got more.
Oh, shit.
Stupid ass idiot. So, in Tony's related news, way more sick and awesome.
Doubt it.
I found out that Ghost in the Shell is PG-13, so I am now boycotting it / probably seeing it.
Dang.
PG-13. And you know how you get the lists on video games? Like, it's like mature video game, and it's got 9 reasons why. It's
yeah.
Like, grotesque titties. Fuck yeah.
Grotesque titties.
Yeah. Like, all
it's
that
like shining
stuff,
titties.
It's really a long list next to the M. This one is the longest PG-13 list I've ever seen. I'm like, oh, there's 9 things next to it.
They boobs, no nipples.
They had to widen the fucking, like, box that the PG-13 was in.
So what is it?
So it's, what, all the reasons?
Yeah.
Dude, it's like intense action violence, grotesque, like, killing, mm-hmm. like, robotic futuristic sex, like
swears,
naked fucking assassinations.
Ooh,
yeah. So
no nipple,
I think
though.
They really like dragged it out of the rated R like genre by like maybe a killing or two.
Dang,
which sucks so much. Bows.
Talking about rated R.
What about rated R?
Logan was a hard R.
Logan was hard R.
They say the fuck word a lot.
They say fuck you.
There's fucking tits in an X-Men movie.
There's a pack of titties.
A pack of titties.
Yeah.
A pair, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Pair of tits in that movie.
Boom.
That's all I remember.
Yeah.
Blacked out everything else.
Yeah, I didn't remember any other parts.
What other news you got?
That's it.
Oh.
I mean, in local news.
Oh, it snowed.
I'm on a ton of amoxicillin, and I got the strep throat. And they said I might have had influenza B, but I, like, it's like, whatever, just mix them together.
Influenza,
dude.
B? Yeah. Like the flu? Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah, I was pretty sick. I was pumped on it. And I've been just dying for like 3 days, but, you know, whatever, man. I bounced back from it.
It's fucking dope, dude.
I had it for 2 days, got better for like 3 days, and then got worse, and then went to the doctor.
It's a fucking weird illness.
Yeah.
You see Get Out yet?
No. I've been playing Killzone Shadowfall.
That does look neat.
Yeah. It's fun. It's like Crysis a little
oh,
bit.
Yeah. I had Crysis 2, I believe.
Yeah.
I like that game, yeah. I mean, it was okay. It was an okay shooter.
Yeah, I'll let you borrow it. Oh, you don't have a PS4.
Bringing that one up again.
Ooh, sorry, dude.
Still a fresh wound.
Yeah.
Sure don't have a PS4. Just a crap old Xbox. God damn
just
that
just a little
thing.
Shitbag Xbox One.
Okay.
I don't know. It is amazing because I don't know anyone above 15 that has one.
Now you do. I'm double their age and I love it.
Creep.
Such a good. I like that I bought two controllers too. Like I have any friends that come over and would play it. Farkas has played with me before. That's it.
Oh, that's nice.
He's a good guy.
I'll play with you one day if
no, you
really
won't.
Need me to.
No, you won't. You don't even have to. Can you get another PlayStation 4
Why?
Controller so we can enjoy our time together?
Oh, because there's been so many times when you're like, dude, I really want to get in on two-player. I wish you only had a controller with all your fighting games and two-player games.
We can play Mortal Kombat X.
I don't have Mortal Kombat X.
I do. We can play it up here.
So why would I get another controller for your system?
No. Get another controller for your system. It's got to be your bowl.
And then I buy the game?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's good.
For sure.
It's good.
That was the worst.
Star Wars.
That was the worst.
Star Wars, The Force Unleashed was for free on Xbox One.
Oh, shit, dude.
Yeah, what'd you get for PlayStation 4?
What?
Fucking fuck.
I got a couple free games.
Like what?
A couple $15 games. I got...
I bet they're shitty.
No. Let it Die. And then I got Not a Hero.
Which is what you are.
Yep. I mean, it's just also it's a great system because like everyone I know plays it and the graphics are better and it runs better.
Oh,
and it's got better
the graphics
titles.
Are better. Like that fucking matters. We have great titles.
Paul, I got a free movie I already probably bought.
It wasn't a movie. It was a game, you idiot.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Game. Really sick game, by the way.
Skate 3. Pick that one up.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Couldn't Lee. Have picked that up for $6.
Yeah, probably the exchange. But I didn't have to spend $6.
You sure didn't.
Instead, I bought a pack of cigarettes.
You had already bought that game when it came out.
Nope, I got it for free.
You didn't have Skate?
3? No, I had Skate 2. Skate 3 is kind of dog shit.
Moving on, it is dog shit.
Bummed they put it up for free, honestly.
What a waste of a free game.
Oh, damn. They could have done so many other things, like made a better system. Okay, so we have 0 genre 5s this week. Hey, what was your favorite genre 5? There we go. Top 5 genre 5s.
Fuck, man. Dude, when it comes to all the classic genre 5s.
I'm going box meals.
Oh, box meals is right up there for
yep.
sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then favorite
horror sci-fi film. Never did that.
Never did it.
We did horror,
I love
though,
that.
I think.
That was one of yeah. my favorites.
Top 5 movies of 2016.
Sci-fi films.
That was a good one.
2016.
Yeah, that we did in like February of 2017.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
we were sick.
We like to hold off.
Yeah, dude.
What's another one?
Top 5 Star Wars characters. That was good.
Top 5.
We should do that. That's a good one.
Favorite shows from when I was a kid.
This fly is going to make me blow my fucking brains out.
Oh, just deal with it. Be a man. Grab it with your fingertips.
All right. Got him. Oh, shot the wings right off him. I'm like fucking wanted.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Dead or alive. Weekly recommendations and rejections.
You have Asperger's.
I do. So I saw Swiss Army Man.
Oh, yeah.
It fucking ruled.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's like, Tony, you're going to love it. Tony, see it. And I'm like, Tony can't download movies.
I can get it for you.
Well, then do it.
All right, yeah. You just have to give me your flash drive.
I don't have one.
Sorry?
I gave it to my brother.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be able to give you.
So
the,
you're going to have to get me one.
But Swiss Army Man is like super like farty.
Okay.
There's a lot of farts in it.
Well, he's a dead guy.
That farts all the time.
Yeah.
So basically what? It's kind of like a movie that like this dude like stranded on an island when a dude washes up on shore that happens to be Harry Potter. He's dead though.
Yeah.
Dead Harry Potter.
Okay.
And basically this dude from going insane like talks to him and like the dead body does a lot of things for him. I'm not really sure how it ends, honestly. It's kind of up in the air.
Oh, okay. I thought I was like what, you fell
like
asleep?
Is he hallucinating or what? No, I stayed up through the whole thing. First viewing too. That was fucking impressive.
Incredible,
on my
man.
Part. Yeah.
Incredible.
I'm a hero. Yeah. Don't fucking run your dumb face into the microphone.
Shut up.
You know better.
I'm falling asleep. I'm dizzy because of all your talking.
Oh. Well, fine. Swiss Army Man. Fucking 9 deep impacts. I'm done now. Go ahead. What'd you see? Dickhole?
Okay. So is that all you saw?
No, I saw Pixels.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Why?
I was trying to go to sleep, and I was like, well, I'll just fucking throw this piece of shit on.
Oh, my God. That is one of Adam Sandler's biggest fucking shitbag messes.
Well, fucking Kevin Mallcop boy.
James is the president.
Yeah.
How cool is he as a president?
Way cool.
Fuck off.
No, he sucks. The movie's bad.
Yes.
Two deep impacts.
Okay.
Never going to watch that turd again.
So I also
I can't
heard,
believe Peter Dinklage was in it.
I also heard that there was someone who impregnates Q-bert and then has Q-bert babies.
I fell asleep.
Yep, that happened.
No way.
Their offspring were Q-bert babies.
I need to see
no,
this.
No, he turned Q-bert into a hot chick, banged her, but they had Q-bert babies that were little tiny Q-berts.
I think you're thinking of Weird Science.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about a movie that Adam Sandler outbid other fucking companies to buy. And then
wait, you're kidding me.
Yeah, he bid on this and like got it.
What?
That's why he was like, Pixels, sounds sweet. I will abort this fucking child myself. Thank you.
Wow.
Let me put in some product placement, some fucking pop culture reference jokes. Instead of saying jokes, he just calls people by other names. He's like, hey, Gandalf.
Yep.
Like, oh, that's God damn it. It's not
true.
Even a
that
joke.
That actually happens a lot.
Yeah.
Huh. Two deep impacts.
Okay.
Go ahead. Check out Swiss Army Man. I think you all will love it.
I will check it out as soon as you bring it to me on your flash drive.
You can't do anything for yourself.
No, I can't.
You're like a fucking dumb baby.
I'm sick.
Like a sick, dumb baby.
I'm withering.
You're not withering.
What, are you checking out my titties or something?
Yeah, you got them sweet titties.
Drank too much soy milk.
Ew.
Imagine
if soy milk tasted like soy sauce.
Now, you watched more than that, idiot, by the way.
Yeah, we saw Logan.
You watched Beastmaster.
Ooh, we did check out some Beastmaster.
Yeah,
it's on Netflix.
Ultimate Beastmaster is an ultimate time waster because it's worthless.
Take that back.
Why?
It's so good.
No.
You don't like the Ninja Warrior?
I like Ninja Warrior.
That's what this
is. Mount Midoriyama.
That's what this is.
It's a sort of a half-assed Frankenstein version of it with weird, weird commentators. And it's just sort of like, I don't know, stupid fucking like... Oh, extreme TV. Like, it feels like it was made in 97. It's like American Gladiators.
American
Watch
Gladiators.
Laser and Razor and Blazer get up the mountain.
They rocked.
Horrible.
You didn't
now,
like American Gladiators?
But it's new. It shouldn't be this shitty.
This
new.
Wasn't American Gladiators. This was a Ninja Warrior.
But still.
Called Beastmaster for some reason.
Because the thing was made into the shape of an animal, the course.
Oh, yeah. It was like a
Fuck,
fucking
like a big
a,
dumb dragon.
No, it wasn't a dragon. It was like a panther.
Who cares? Yeah. It was. So I was sick. I could have watched it. I found better things.
Yeah.
I give it a 5.
I'll probably still watch it. 6 deep impacts.
Okay.
What up, Beastmaster? Let's come over sometime, anyone listening, and we'll watch it together.
Yeah.
I do that a lot during the show, though. I'm like, rawr, every time they make a jump. Rawr.
Rawr, you did it.
Rawr, wow, good job.
Get off me.
Sorry, I cracked my knee.
Also, I watched Jurassic
Tony and I actually podcast sitting on top of each other.
Yeah, he's actually on me.
Yeah, I'm on his lap. It's like Santa Claus.
We only have one mic. Yeah.
Thank God it's an Omni.
I also saw Jurassic Park.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
New.
Classic.
Mm-hmm.
Classic, dude. Still gets that 9.0 deep impact.
Do the high one. I can't. Yeah, I see.
I'm sick, and I'm getting sicker. I feel like I got another disease just now.
Huh.
Yeah.
From me.
Yep.
the yeah. singing disease.
Yeah, some sort of neural, like, degradation in my brain. I feel like I'm getting stupider.
Nice.
I may have lupus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like House.
Yeah. Okay. I also watched a movie called I Don't Feel at Home in This World Anymore.
Oh, dang. You told me to watch that. That's with Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood.
Six Deep Impacts. Moving on.
I give it 7.5.
I was kidding.
7.5 Deep Impacts. It is not very eventful, but the humor, to me, is fucking hilarious.
You know what the humor was good in?
Mm.
Dumb and Dumber.
Yep, man. For sure, dude. Hey, there's another one you watched that you forgot about, you stupid asshole. I hope that fly goes in your coffee
because
it's right over there.
I know, dude. The motherfucker will not leave me
alone.
Not
Logan, douche.
We saw Logan.
Gantz.
No, that's the movie of the week, you fucking idiot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Gantz. Oh.
Oh, you ruined the podcast.
Oh, you asshole. Sorry,
wow.
I'm sick.
Waiting.
I also watched a movie called Stray Bullets, which I paid for.
Why?
Well, because I was really sick and bored and lonely.
You,
no one was
Xbox?
In the house and I was sick. Huh? Yeah. That's where I buy my movies.
You're kidding. I'm going to flip this fucking table.
Oh, you can't flip a table. You're really weak.
No, you're
tiny
weak because you're sick.
No,
and
I still have
stupid.
Much power. Much power.
Yeah, right.
I went downstairs and I went, I'm going to take a shit in the cat box, and I'm going to order me a movie on the Xbox.
So you actually watched it on PlayStation?
Yeah.
How much was it?
It was $1.99.
You're kidding me.
No.
Even on Xbox, it's so expensive. God damn it. I watched like fucking...
It's like the worst system.
What movie? We watched something like old as fuck, and it was like $4.
It was on sale. Your system sucks. So that movie kind of sucked. I do rate it a 5, mm-hmm. but it was very, very eventful in no way.
You know it was eventful?
I swear to God, if you say like Dumb and Dumber or
Deep
fucking,
Impact.
Like fucking.
There's an event that happened. That whole movie was about one.
I know what Deep Impact is. There's a reason why it is coveted by everyone.
Yeah, Pearl Harbor. That was good.
Not it.
For some reason, there's like a Pearl Harbor fucking like poster at the movie theater.
Why?
I think they're making a new one.
Oh,
man.
There must be a fresh one coming out
yeah.
to recap those events.
Yeah, there's Affleck's in it. The Duck.
I don't think Affleck is in another movie with the same title.
No, The Duck. From the
okay,
insurance company.
So, you're just going to be a little fucktard the entire time.
Yeah.
I also saw Braveheart
oh.
for the first time.
You can never take our freedom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You'll take our lives, but you'll never take our freedom.
Yeah, yeah.
I had
yeah.
never seen that movie before.
Really?
I'm just kidding. You're an idiot.
Do you like the red face paint?
What? Blue?
Green. I knew it was blue.
Fuck, man.
Is it on Netflix?
Is there a point to this? Are no. you drunk?
Yeah.
It's like 11 a.m.
It's 1. It's 2:30.
Oh, I'm sorry. And it's appropriate to be wasted drunk, dickhead.
It's 2:30, and no, I'm not. I just had some coffee. I got a lot of sleep, though.
But
so.
You're all hopped up for no reason. Do you want me to go through my list?
I'm
only
trying to
one
make,
third done.
I'm trying to make up for your lack of enthusiasm and your poor portrayal of a podcaster.
Bullshit. Bullshit. No, you're
barely
just
a human.
Raping it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
This is
yeah.
good. No. Chris, get out of here. Not now.
You stupid
We're
fuck.
Fighting.
I'm not reading anything else now.
Oh, good.
All right. So, Andy Whitfield, mm-hmm. he played Spartacus in the
Spartacus
show
series.
Spartacus.
Yeah.
And then he died of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yep, lupus.
And it was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And he died horribly. But he filmed it.
Shout
and
out
a
to
documentary
his fam.
Called Be Here Now.
Yeah.
And it's really sad. And I watched it.
Is it about him dying?
Yeah.
That fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Wait,
it's just
he filmed
video
himself?
Footage of like him like deteriorating and trying and trying. And he was like, I'm Spartacus, dude. Like, I'm so strong. Why does this not die? Why can't I kill this? Like, I'm a young guy. Like, I was in the 99th percentile to live. Now I'm in the 1 percentile. Oh, please help me. I'm dying. And he had 2 kids
I'm
and a wife.
Deep impacts.
Like fucking like 8 sad ass deep impacts.
Damn.
Like fucking
like
tear,
it's like the whole
drop on that
like
one.
The whole asteroid hit the earth.
The whole yeah, it ended the earth in yeah. that episode
of Deep Impact.
Of Deep Impacts.
Dude, you imagine a TV series of Deep Impact?
Oh dude, just every week it's a different meteor.
Asteroid, yeah.
How are we going to get rid of this one?
Dang, there's another one. That's what it's
These
called.
These sons of bitches won't stop. Oh, there's 10 this week, but they're micro.
Yeah, but it's going to suck.
It's like a machine gun coming down on us.
They're going to make little waves.
Oh, my God. So that was horrible. Watch that.
Nah.
Oh, and then I watched this movie called The Salvation with Mads Mikkelsen.
Terminator.
From Hannibal.
Yeah.
Why do you just say things wrong?
Terminator Salvation. I've seen it. Not bad.
It's a Western called The Salvation.
No robots.
There's tons of robots, dude. It's like Wild Wild West.
It's like Westworld.
No.
They were robots.
Wrong.
Okay.
I've never seen Westworld, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Westeros.
Yeah, never seen see that Gatorade? Either. What?
There's a Gatorade right next to your head. Thank you. It's so thirsty. Go ahead.
I really hope you just...
choke on it?
Like, chug it down too hard and die. The Salvation is a Western. Ava Green's in it, too. She's very pretty. And she's got all kinds of fucked up shit on her face, like cuts and stuff, because the InGens cut her tongue out, but she's a badass, and she's real hot.
InGens?
InGens.
Like a train engine?
Nope, like Indians.
No, like Native Americans. You're doing that thing again where you're insensitive.
Oh, speaking of, my next movie is called Unthinkable. Like, you're unthinkably stupid. And unthinkably annoying.
Go ahead.
Starring Samuel Jackson, 2011's hit thriller with Carrie Ann Moss, a.k.a. Trinity from The Matrix.
Thriller be thrilled.
And I forget his name, but he's awesome. He's in Tron and...
Jeff Bridges.
No, the dude who's like the club owner in Tron.
Yeah, Jeff Bridges.
Nah, his name's like something Sheen.
He was in True Grit.
Like Michael Sheen, I think his name is.
Iron Man?
No, be an asshole a little more. I will just like bail. I don't need to do it. Who cares? Who gives a fuck? You're doing nothing to help anyone. You're just making people go, oh man, that Tony guy's sick and that Paul kid just can't stop shitting right in his fucking face.
Go ahead.
I'm filling your podcast because you have done nothing.
I'm adding a lot of content.
No, yeah, you're really thickening it up like a fucking gravy.
Thickening. Go ahead.
Can I?
Yeah, I'm ready. Fire
this
another one down.
This movie reminds me of something I really want to do to you. Mm. It's where they get this suspected domestic terrorist that says he has 3 bombs.
Is
and
this
they
unthinkable?
Take him. And yeah, okay. And they pretty much house him, but they got like 2 days to interrogate this guy. Mm-hmm. And they bring in Samuel Jackson, who's off the books, and he'll do whatever the fuck he has to. He cuts his fingers off. He's fucking like burning him and pouring like fucking CO2 in his ears. And like then he slits his wife's throat in front of him. Then he's ready to murder his children. And like, it makes me feel like I would be like Sam Jackson after this podcast to you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rude.
No.
Pretty rude.
Likely.
Oh.
Plausible.
Dang.
Yeah. Last one.
Plausible.
Paul. Oh, it's such a plausible thing that might happen that Paul's gonna die.
Oh, that's the name of this episode. Plausible.
Plausible. Fuck, man.
Yeah.
Now, this one you got to take seriously
because okay.
You're such an asshole.
How many Deep Impacts Unthinkable get?
Oh, 7. I've seen it twice, but I mean, it was out of sheer boredom that I watched it the second time.
Did you buy it?
No, it's on Netflix.
Okay.
All right. Man, you're fly, dude. It's all over me.
It flies a fucking piece of shit, man.
I've been watching a YouTube channel called Scary Mysteries.
I hate you.
No, you don't. You don't. Listen
up. You
gotta
take this seriously.
Listen up, you fucko. Listen.
What's the channel called?
Scary Mysteries, dude.
You're the worst.
Listen, you have to focus on how... Dude, I've watched like 40 of this cat's videos. Shit is awesome.
It's about a cat?
No. Motherfucker. So, all he does is cool top fives, better than ours.
Doubt it.
Top 5 serial killers, top 5 most prolific serial killers
never caught.
Top
5 serials.
Top 5 cannibals, top 5 unsolved mysteries.
Okay.
Dude, awesome shit. Really fun stuff.
How
and
long
they're all
are
like
the
10 minutes.
Okay.
Like, yeah. But they're really intriguing. Like, top 5 people that have never been identified. Like, are they from the future? Where do they come from? They were in photos, but they shouldn't exist in that timeline. Mm. Cool shit. I'm really sick, but I've been watching the fuck ton out of it.
Right on.
I plan on going, as soon as you let me off the hook, I'm going back down there to watch it.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Anything else?
Nothing more from me, sir.
Logan.
What about it?
It's rated R.
Logan who? McKeever?
Logan.
Guy I went to high school with?
Logan's Run.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you went to high school with Logan McKeever?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what a dumb name. It sounds like he's from the 70s.
Boring.
Sorry, Logan McKeever. I didn't mean that.
Yeah, he's going to beat you up.
Yeah, probably. He's probably pretty strong.
He is.
So, Logan, we saw that in theaters. I fucking highly recommend it. I can't believe anyone that would not like this movie. I felt like the portrayal of Wolverine was its best ever. The trailer for fucking Deadpool, or like the teaser, was great. right before the flick. Enjoyed that a lot.
Flick. You're flicking something?
Yeah.
Flicked a booger at the screen.
Snick, maybe. Because we're talking about Wolverine, motherfucker. If you ever wanted to see Wolverine decapitate, stick his claws in every side of a face, there's a lot of that. Look forward to it. The little girl, and it's fucking incredible.
What little girl?
X-23?
Lara.
Yeah, you know, like the whole basis of the fucking movie. What little girl? Wait, what? She was in that?
When? Who? Oh, that was not a boy?
X-24, I'm not going to spoil what it is, but it's sick. That they did something in that movie that I never knew I wanted to see so badly, and do it so rad.
It's like the gayest scene of all, too. It's
wow.
Like dudes kissing on dudes, jerking dudes off, banging dudes, and Paul's like, I didn't know I wanted all this, and then he was just whacking off in the theater, and I was like, cut it out!
Yeah, he kept smacking my hand
away. Smacking him with a fucking fly swatter. Cut it out!
Yeah, we need one, honestly. No, but I give Logan 8.5 deep impacts. It was fucking way rad.
I give it 8 deep impacts.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
What did you like about it?
Nothing, but it had a really great soundtrack.
It did?
No, I it was my probably one of my favorite superhero movies.
Yeah.
Like up there with like Watchmen and like Deadpool. Other serious ones that I like.
You like Deadpool a lot?
I do enjoy Deadpool.
You don't like it, though?
Not, like, love it.
Okay. All right. What about, like, Iron Man? That's, like way good movie.
It's just fucking over. I've watched it 9 trillion times.
But you, because you love it.
TNT has Iron Man on again.
But you love it because of that.
Well, I mean, I love it.
Not now. I mean, like, you would
I loved it when it came out. I was like, wow, nothing's quite like this. Kind of cool. Yeah. Awesome.
Trendsetter, motherfucker.
Yeah, dude. But I don't follow trends, man, so I say fuck 'em, buck 'em, dude.
All right, fuck 'em, buck 'em. Let's go into Test of Tony. We saw Knowing.
Did we?
I watched.
Or did I?
Part of it.
Did you?
Nicolas Cage is really bad in that movie. Actually kind of insane how shitty he is.
I hate when Nicolas Cage is cashing paychecks.
You think that's what that was?
Nicolas Cage can play some fucking dope roles.
This seemed like a passion project.
No, it did not. It seemed like he had his heart really into it. It's been in production for 7 months now.
Even the little boy, his son, was so bad. Everyone sucked at acting in
Everyone
that movie.
Everyone sucked at acting because they didn't need to act. Because this movie was almost garbage based on one cool bit of CG.
And, god damn it, if that plane crash isn't the coolest thing ever.
I was blown away. I'm like, who's the studio that did that? Like,
yeah.
Merge them in with Industrial Light and Magic. They know their shit.
Yeah, that was super good. But Nicolas Cage, okay, when he first like figured out like 9/11/01, and then the death amount like 2,996 people or whatever the fuck, I was like, how the fuck did he like get...
Yeah, well, they don't need to give you all
they don't need to explain.
B to C. They can just give you A, C and tell you to go fuck yourself.
It was literally like watching like a bad Beautiful Mind mixed with like fucking... movie that they were like, hey, we have like a lot of shit that we need to blow up.
Yeah. It was
so bad.
So bad. I give it a deep impact and that's it.
Just a deep impact.
I'm not watching it again for anything.
Next week's Test of Tony is Knowing. No.
Next week's Test of Tony is the movie Next with Jessica Biel.
God damn, that movie sucks too. But yeah, Knowing was really bad. I'm really sorry, man.
Yeah, I really get really bummed out about that stuff.
I forgot a lot of that movie and a lot of it was trash. I can't believe I owned that. And yeah, that was like actually like, dude, this movie's actually cool. And then I rewatched it. I'm like, this movie fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage was acting fucking...
If you want to see Nick Cage act, like... The movie Joe is one of the greatest performances I've ever seen him in.
Gone in 60 seconds.
That's a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he fucking kills it.
Yeah, dude.
Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance. What up?
Fuck off. Fuck your dick. Left Behind.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Was he in that?
Huh?
Left Behind?
Yeah, he's like the pilot of the fucking plane that goes to like,
I don't know.
Oh,
yeah, you're right.
Heaven or whatever.
Yeah, something. It was like Lost, but not.
Who cares? Mm-hmm. Yeah, some sort of hokey religious
Yeah, he
shit.
Was like in like Harley's dream or something. I don't get it.
Gives a shit.
It's not Harley either, it's Hurley. Should have corrected me.
Oh, I didn't know.
He was also a Weezer album.
I don't listen to what you're saying anymore.
That's fair.
He's really good friends with Rivers?
Cuomo.
Rivers Cuomo. Phoenix. Leaves Cuomo is his brother.
Yeah, Leaves. Leave it at the door.
River and Leaves. Leave me alone, Leaves.
I bet he did that a lot to
but
him.
But it sucked growing up.
Yeah. And he's like, fuck you, Rivers. You're never going to make it big.
A name like that, you fucking loser.
Yeah, you're an idiot. So Knowing, yeah, I give it 3 deep impacts.
Wow, why 3?
I really want to analyze that plane scene.
Oh, okay.
honestly, like, just fast forward until you see, like, a plane and then start it from the beginning. It's the coolest, like, one of the coolest one-shot scenes, like, ever.
Yeah.
Such a bad flick,
such though. A piece of shit. Don't watch it, you guys. Really, save yourself time, energy.
Dude, we are cruising.
I may
this episode.
Have gotten strep throat because of it. It's not been determined. It's right. not been determined.
That's fair. All right, so movie of the week. We watched Gantz. Is it O or Zero? I think it's O, right? Like the letter?
Yeah, I think it's Gantz O.
Oh, it's Gantz?
Gantz. Oh, no, it is Gantz.
Because yeah. they say Gantz in the flick.
Gantz O. Yeah. yeah.
It's based off of a manga. Is that what they're called? Like the little
based off a manga that was.
Was it? I don't know if it was a
there
TV
was
show.
Anime. There yeah, was. There's all kinds of fucking Gantz shit out there.
Because I looked it up. Because I was like, I was
there's
like,
a live action fucking version of Gantz.
I did see that. That yeah. looked bad.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that looked really bad. So how would you describe it?
Gantz is like almost like a fucking the idea of when you die, you get. Certain people are getting chosen to become like these sort of death video game player fucking defenders for the
right.
world. Because the world's going to shit because there are fucking real creatures.
A lot of monsters.
Coming down from like what can only be described as like heaven. And they're like demons or
yes.
hell coming up from hell. Because they represent like godlike power.
Yeah.
And the only thing that are fucking fighting them at all are these fucking dead people that are trapped in this perpetual game of getting points by killing them.
And they got cool fucking Matrix suits.
Sweet Matrix suits with juices.
And there's a lot of titty bouncing.
Lots
that.
Of titty bounce, a lot of horrific, and I'm saying horrific dialogue.
Yeah.
Oh my
well,
God.
Well, if you read, it's not as bad.
No, reading's great. Watch this shit with subtitles, because
it muted.
The goddamn dubbing.
Yeah, it's
do you want to be my boyfriend? Holy shit. Kill yourselves. I'm rooting for all the demons.
Yeah.
Every demon, I was like, kill them.
Yeah. The there's like a love story that's fucking really ham-fisted, but if you read it, it's not as bad. But they make it seem to be so fucking weird.
Oh, it's so weird. Like, when a girl says something, say yes, I swear. I'm like, why? The fuck?
Yeah.
Did someone, because someone who speaks English had to read those lines, and they didn't fight it at all?
Well, it's because it has to fit the lip movement.
Oh, it barely did.
But it doesn't, like, have... It has to, like, get the point across
you
and fit
can,
the...
Dude, let me rewrite it. I could rewrite shit that fits those lips.
Go ahead.
Way better. We don't have a video clip for our fucking listeners.
I'll pull it up right now.
You idiot.
I'm kidding.
Here, link in the bio.
Link in the bio. You can see Tones of fucking... Just play it over. Well, that's
going to be... Me redubbing all of...
Oh, when you say, when a girl says something, say yes, I swear. Oh, man. And but the movie itself is fucking dope.
Oh, my God.
I really enjoyed it.
You could watch that movie with fucking all the vocals taken out and any dialogue taken out, and it would be one of the dopest, most vile, violent fucking movies.
Super violent, yeah.
Super violent,
and the CG
super creative.
The CG in it is gorgeous. Like, that movie looks so fucking
good. I think
good.
The world that's based around the fucking monsters is wonderful. They're so unique, so fucked up.
Yeah.
So relentlessly, like hard to kill, like...
Like, the boss sections, when they get to that, is so fucking cool. And, like, yeah, you're right. The look of them is really unique. Like, everything about it was really fucking... There's, like, a giant head.
Yeah, that's rolling around stomping people.
Yeah.
Like, just squishing people around.
It's on Netflix. I'm not sure for how long, so you better go watch it now. But I give it 9 deep impacts. I'm going to watch the fuck out of that, like, multiple times, for sure.
Yeah, no, that is a... I've seen it twice.
That
was
a happy...
2.5 times.
Yeah, same here, because I watched, like, half of it, and you watched... Then I rewatched it with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thoroughly impressed, very surprised. I loved it, minus the voice acting.
Yes, I give it an 8 only because that voice acting takes 2 points off regardless for me.
Yeah, I guess you're
but
right.
But everything else is a hard, strong 8 because it is... It's fucking awesome, dude. Like, there's some of the most, like, esoteric, demonic, fucking looking evil creatures you can think of. They're awesome.
Yeah, I totally agree. So yeah, that was movie of the week, and that was this fucking podcast,
yeah,
dude. We're fucking done. Like 30 fucking 40 minutes.
40
in.
Minutes, you big
I got some
dude,
fucking...
you'd have been at 15 without me.
No, I just would have kept saying the wrong movies.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, so next week, Tess and Tony, we're watching Pirates of the Caribbean and Search for the Black Pearl or whatever the fuck it's called. And then for
Black
movie
Pearl,
of...
like it put it up a girl's butt and she pooped it out.
Yeah,
and now it's
dude.
All dark like
yeah.
poop, dude.
No, it's like you came in her butt and she shits out the little pearl.
Oh, woo! Shit, dude.
All right, so movie of the week's going to be Roger Corman's Death Race 2050, which is on Netflix too, correct?
Yeah, and that one stars the other star from Spartacus, Crixus.
Jude Law.
No, mother. You're the worst.
Until next time, go Burn Books.
Hey guys, it's Johnny.
And it's Mike.
The Unbelievables.
And I guess we're on a submarine?
We are indeed. And we record our podcast from this very sub.
We do.
We absolutely do. What do we do here, Johnny?
I think we do sketch.
Sometimes. And then sometimes we do...
improv.
What? And then also we do...
interview.
With several different comedians from around the area.
Block.
Block. You can listen to us anytime on lousyweathermedia.com. You can listen to us directly after whatever it is you're listening to now. So please do.
Please.
And then we'll have a new episode for you every week.
Nice.
So just head on over anytime you want, any time of the week.
Not Mondays.
Not on Mondays. How dare you? We are all Garfields here. All right. Fare thee well, ladies and gents. We'll see you on the other side.
Bye.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, I'm let's like, take a step back here.
Just
I can save you a lot
trick.
Of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
Great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on the... he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50, Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavscast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavscast, it's fantastic.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.